Give me a sense of the key agendas that you've been focusing on the ground here in Davos.
Yeah, I think, Bronwyn, three things that I'm focusing on. The first is climate change. I think it's quite a big issue for the country, the continent, and obviously for us as Old Mutual Insurer, as a short-term insurer, it's quite a topical issue given what's happening in South Africa and the KZN floods. The second one is really around inclusive growth. I think we're all aware of inequality in South Africa and Africa. I think it's important conversations for us to be having. And then lastly, it's really around regional cooperation. So just really understanding how we can work better. I attended a breakfast this morning on the Continental Free Trade Agreement, which I think was very well attended, and you know, great progress made there. So I think it's an important conversation for us to be part of.
That issue on climate change and the impact that we're seeing in South Africa, as you allude to, that must be a heavy burden for the insurance sector to bear.
Yeah, I think it's a heavy burden for our customers, firstly, and we want to be there to support them. I think it's a heavy burden because I think it's something we've all been talking about for a while, and now it's here, and I think we've got to take urgent action on how we address it. I think two big floods in KZN in the space of a month is unheard of, and I think that's the one thing we've observed around climate change is the frequency of these events is increasing. And how do you manage that? How do you respond to that? How do you support your customers through that? Is quite a challenge for us.
We saw Minister Kubai, Minister of Human Settlements, Water and Sanitation, South Africa, taking to the global stage earlier today. You were in the audience at that debate. How do you interpret the contribution from the minister?
Yeah, I think important that, you know, we are doing things. So we're not, as a country, not we haven't been involved in trying to find solutions to green energy. I guess we all have the same view, which is we'd like government to move quicker. We'd like a change in policy around generation of renewable sources of energy and allowing that to enter the grid. I think we all recognize that, you know, we need to support Eskom, and that change in regulation is quite important. But I think government's definitely here and speaking about the right things and address. Hopefully we can go back and make those changes from a policy point of view.
Is there anything you're going to do differently when you get back home, given the conversations that you've had on the ground here in Davos?
Yeah, I think taking away a few things. I think the first one is really just the urgency. You know, I think how do we play our role? I think that's the other thing that's come out very clearly is that governments can't do it alone either. And I think as a, you know, corporate citizen, we've got to be looking how do we support governments. I think there's a need to have conversations around infrastructure, maintenance of infrastructure, repairing infrastructure or investing in infrastructure. And, you know, for us, I think that's something we want to go back and see how we can play a role in that. I think regional cooperation, we are a company that operates across the continent and, you know, have made a few contacts here around, you know, some meeting partners in Rwanda and Kenya. And I think there's opportunities for us there to look at solutions that can support regional cooperation. So I think those are kind of two big takeaways for me.
One of the key takeaways from the debate, climate transition in emerging markets, is the fact that we urgently need to increase climate finance in the emerging market space if we are to achieve our objectives. Of course, first agenda 2030, and then we've got net zero focus to 2050. Is the developed world going to come to the party? Do they trust the emerging world enough to deploy the necessary finance?
Yeah, I think that's, you know, been a big part of why I came here, is really around a just transition. I think we've got to be having that conversation, and funding is one of them. I think you raised it in the panel as well. The skills is important as well. So with the funding, I think there's a need for skills transfer, knowledge transfer, maybe intellectual property transfer. And I think we've, you know, like we've done with the vaccine recently, having those conversations around maybe the intellectual property is as important as the funding. But I think you're right. I think there is maybe a trust gap that we need to address. And, you know, maybe that's where corporates can play a role, is if, you know, making investments alongside South African corporates when you come to Africa or South Africa, that could address some of that trust gap. And, you know, there's an opportunity for us to partner with global finances.
And Garth, just the most interesting thing that you've seen or heard at Davos?
I think one of the key takeaways for me on climate change is we really focus on reducing carbon emissions. I think the one key takeaway was how do we actually kind of absorb carbon and investing in nature to do that. And some interesting case studies out of a company out of Indonesia that's doing exactly that, and they've got a big deforestation drive and how that is actually resulting in the carbon sink. I think that's something that as Africa, I think we haven't paid enough attention to. So yes, we need to reduce emissions, but there's maybe a massive opportunity for us as a continent to become a carbon sink or bigger carbon sink. And that's one way we can make contribution to climate change.
Garth, thank you so much for your time. I've been chatting to Garth Napier, CEO of Old Mutual Insure, here Davos 2022 from the World Economic Forum.